This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Nepali Congress decides to vote for Vice Presidential candidate Ram Sai Prasad Yadav, World Consumer Rights Day being observed today, and Pakistan's former Prime Minister decries arrest attempt amid violence. Now the news in detail. The Nepali Congress Central Work Execution Committee has decided to vote for the Vice Presidential candidate Ram Sai Prasad Yadav. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Saran Mohat informed the meeting of the committee held this morning decided to vote for Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal candidate Yadav. The meeting instructed all lawmakers of the party to vote in favor of Yadav. The meeting also congratulated Ramchandra Paudel, the then leader of the Congress, who was elected as the president on 9th of March. Provincial chiefs of six provinces met with Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prasanda today at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. During the meeting, various issues were discussed, including the problems in the provincial chief's office. The chiefs of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Karnali provinces met with the Prime Minister. The silence period for the election of the vice president has come into effect from Tuesday midnight. According to Election Commission, the election silence commences from 48 hours before the day of the voting and it will remain in effect until the closure of the polling center. No election-related publicity and promotion activities are allowed to be held during the election silence or pre-silence period. The voting for the election of the vice president is scheduled to take place on 17th of March. World Consumer Rights Day is being observed today around the world, including Nepal, with the theme Empowering Consumers Through Clean Energy Transitions. World Consumer Rights Day is celebrated on March 15 every year with an aim to raise global awareness about consumer rights and promote consumer protection. The day is also commemorated to be aware about the market injustices across the world. The day was first observed on 15th March 1983, which was inspired by U.S. President John Fitzgerald Kennedy's U.S. Congress address on March 15, 1962. A woman died in a road accident that took place in Hedoras of Metropolis 11, Thana Bharyang of Makwanpur along the East-West Highway this morning. A vehicle en route to Hedora from Nawalpur had hit the woman aged around 40 at 5:50 a.m. today. Deputy Superintendent Police at the District Police Office, Makwanpur, Tech Bahadur Karki said the identity of the deceased has yet to be established. The police officer said the woman's body has been kept at Hedora Hospital and necessary investigation into the case is underway. Nepal has participated in the 10th Qatar International Agricultural Exhibition 2023 in Doha of Qatar. Federation of Export Entrepreneurs Nepal is attending the expo that kicked off at the Doha Convention Center today. The expo will run till March 19. According to Federation Office Secretary Deepesh Ghimire, 21-member team led by Federation Vice President Gobind Prasad Ghimire is attending the event. Nepal will be presenting tea products, herbs, cardamom, ginger, dairy products, and so on in the event. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The U.S. has accused Russia of reckless behavior after an American surveillance drone crashed into the Black Sea following an encounter with Russian fighter jets. The U.S. says the drone was on a routine mission in international airspace when two Russian jets tried to intercept it. The incident highlights the increasing risks of a direct confrontation between Russia and the U.S. over the Ukraine war. Russia denied that the two aircraft made any contact. Reaper drones are surveillance aircraft with a 20 meters wingspan. drone crash is a moment fraught with danger. The incident happened at about 7:03 Central European Time on Tuesday, according to the U.S. military. The U.S. summoned the Russian ambassador in Washington, Antonov, to protest against the move. Pakistan's main opposition leader, Imran Khan, says the authorities are acting outside the law in their attempt to arrest him. On Tuesday, police clashed with supporters of Khan, a former prime minister, outside his residence as they tried to detain him on a court order. He is facing allegations he sold state gifts while in office. He says the case is politically motivated. There was a tense situation outside his command in the city of Lahore as police tried to force their way in. Officers fired tear gas shells to disperse supporters of Khan, who threw stones and bricks. In a video address, the politician, 70, offered to sign a guarantee that he will appear in an Islamabad court on Saturday. He added that there were security concerns as two militant attacks had previously taken place at the court. The bins are overflowing in large areas of Paris a week into a strike by waste collectors, with thousands of tons of rubbish sitting abandoned on the streets of the French capital. The workers are striking over the Macron government's proposal to raise the pension age from 62 to 64. Refuse collectors joined the pension strikes a week ago, and the Paris authority says half of the city's districts, which are covered by council workers, have been hit by the action. Three waste treatment sites have been blocked and a fourth partially closed. On Monday, the Paris authorities said 5,600 tons of waste had yet to be collected. In the 10 districts covered by private companies, the service was running almost normally, Paris Council said. Some reports indicated activists were trying to prevent collections from going ahead. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The influence of a westerly wind is still prevailing in Nepal. According to Weather Forecasting Division, light rain with thunders and lightning is predicted in some places of the Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces this afternoon. Meteorologist Barun Paudel informed Gandaki and Lumbini provinces were witnessing general changes, while mountainous and high hilly areas of other provinces would see partial changes. According to him, partial to general changes would occur in mountainous areas of the country tonight. Likewise, weather would remain clean in remaining provinces despite general changes. Similarly, the division said light rain with lightning is predicted in one or two areas of mountainous belt of the Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress decides to vote for a vice presidential candidate Ramsai Prasad Yadav. World Consumer Rights Day being observed today, and Pakistan's former Prime Minister decries arrest attempt amid violence. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.